set out where money will be spent in next week's spending review. Meanwhile, more than £15 billion is going to be spent on transport projects in England. The Chancellor will give more details later on funding for tram, bus and train projects in the Midlands, the North and the West Country. England have lost another experienced player ahead of next month's Women's Euros. Fran Kirby has announced her retirement from international football just days after goalkeeper Mary Earps made the same decision. And the weather, showers for many areas today, especially northern parts of the UK. Cool and breezy across the country with a high of 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon English.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Good morning. Thank you, Simon. You're up to date. The time is right now, 9 o'clock. It's the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. You're going to love this one today. Beethoven, Bach, Brooke, Shostakovich, all incoming. But first, time to saddle up.
Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX. Experts in expedition since 1896.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
I love the way you think that's finished and then you get an extra sort of 15 or 20 seconds of magic right at the end. The finale of Brooks' Scottish Fantasy. Joshua Bell and the Academy of St Martin in the Fields. And José Cerebre before that was conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with the main theme from Jerome Maross's The Big Country. What a way to kick off the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour for this Wednesday morning. Dan Walker with you until 10 o'clock today, playing only the pieces that you voted into your 2025 chart. You told us what you wanted, and we play them for an hour every single day. On the way, a little birthday present from a father to his son, the symphony that defined the composer and the work that allowed the cello to truly sing. First, though, enter the animals.
FM.
The finale from Stravinsky's The Firebird, the Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra, we have to thank for that. And we also had another finale. That was Sanson's Carnival of the Animals, Marta Argerich and Antonio Pappano with the soloists of the Orchestra of the Academy of St. Cecilia. Thank you so much for getting in touch today. I love hearing from you when we're on the radio together. 18 minutes past nine. Karen is in Reading. She emailed us via classicfm.com. Please, Dan, can you wish my mum, Jackie, a very happy birthday? Ideally, sometime between 9 and 10. It would make her day. How about 18 minutes past nine? I think that's about perfect. You've timed it well, Karen, as right now we're going to hear from one father's birthday present to his 19-year-old son, Shostakovich's Piano Concerto No. 2.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
I had a lovely time listening to that for the last few minutes. That was from the film The Deer Hunter, which you might remember. Stanley Myers' Cavatina, performed for us today by Goran Solskjaer. Gorgeous guitar for you, and the second movement of Shostakovich's Piano Concerto No. 2 just before that, Peter Donohoe with the Orchestra of the Swan, David Curtis conducting. And that took us right the way to number 6 in your Classic FM Hall of Fame chart this morning. Hello to Steve in sunny Northamptonshire, who is listening to us while he's delivering bread today. Isn't that a lovely image? And probably an even better smell. You sound like a hero, Steve. There's only one piece for it.
Thank you. Thank you.
A proper 16-minute treat for you, the first movement of Beethoven's Eroica Symphony. That was Simon Rattle conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. It's Dan Walker with you until 10 o'clock. If you're just switching on, welcome to the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. Alan Jones is going to be here in around about 15 minutes' time. He's been looking after the gaff for Xander for the past couple of weeks. I think it's safe to say he's done a marvellous job. Is he listening? He probably is. He's done a great job. Well done, Alan. Come and join him for the delights of Grieg, Mozart, Fauré, and even a bit of Lennon and McCartney this morning as well. First, though, it's A Thing of Beauty from J.S. Bach, his cello suite number one, and this, I think, is the best part, the prelude.
Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Adventure and luxury seamlessly combined.
Classic FM.
We'll be right back.
We've top and tailed with Elgar today, haven't we? I think we started with Elgar and we finished with the big man as well, Mark Elder and the Halle Orchestra with Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance March No. 5. And the prelude to Bach's gorgeous cello suite No. 1 as well. That was Gautier Capuçon performing. Zanna is having a very busy morning in Surrey today, trying to drop the kids off in various places. One is doing GCSEs, the other is late for work because they're still in the shower. Hurry up! Final hello to Debbie and Reggie the cat as well, who would love to wish the husband George a massive happy birthday today. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy whatever you're up to. I'll see you back here tomorrow from 6:30 in the morning. And don't you dare go anywhere because Ali Jones is up next on Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Enjoy a friendly, informal atmosphere on board.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from home instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like cloud, so...
Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Serious about the right vitamins for you and your family? Trust Vitabiotics, the UK's number one vitamin company, for expert nutritional care for every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including Well Man, Well Woman, Well Baby and Well Kid. From Boots, pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see Vitabiotics.com.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Xero Accounting Software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom! Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Search Xero with an X!
At PensionBee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Right, that's it. Come on, lights out. You've got a test tomorrow.
Just 2 minutes. I'm about to reach the next level.
It's going off now.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's see. Where's the app? Oh, here it is. Ha.
What? How?
Oh, no. You're out. Better luck next time.
Mom!
It's game over for late nights on school nights. EE Wi-Fi controls help you get them off the Wi-Fi and into bed. More parents are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. The Chancellor has revealed plans to spend more than £15 billion on new public transport projects in England. The money will be spent on rail, tram and bus projects in the Midlands, the North and the West Country. It'll form part of her spending review due next week. Rachel Reeves says it's about opening up potential across the UK.
I know that there is brilliant talent to be found right across our country. I can see that potential in all of our towns and our cities.
Police chiefs have warned they'll be forced to choose which crimes to investigate without more funding. They've written a letter to Sir Keir Starmer in a last-ditch attempt to secure more money in the government's upcoming spending review. It warns discussions between the Home Office and the Treasury are going poorly. Aid distribution centres in Gaza, operated by the US and Israel, have been closed today. Reorganisation work is taking place after 27 people were reportedly killed by Israeli gunfire as they tried to get supplies yesterday. Israel claims it fired warning shots at people who weren't on the designated route. Charity worker Claire Manera says distribution sites are in the most dangerous locations.
And the population have to travel an extremely long way to get there. And if they do arrive, then they are being shot at. If they survive that, then the people have to fight for the food. This means women and children, the disabled, the elderly, they have no chance.
Train operators have been told they're being too tough on passengers who don't have the right ticket or rail card. The regulator wants clearer information on which ones to buy and a more consistent approach to fines. And exactly 500 years since the storming of an abbey in Kent, English Heritage is searching for descendants of those involved. The historical charity says it wants to celebrate the more than 100 men who rioted at Bayham Abbey in 1525 in protest at Henry VIII's religious reforms. Well, today's